My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin thinks his scammer Belinda is keeping something from him. Is she? Listen and enjoy.
I love you, but that's all I can offer you right now. I'm broken, alone in New York. What do you want me to do?
You are really hysterical now.
I certainly am.
Yeah. You're like.
She goes, "That's all I'm asking for." But I said, "But saying I should go look for some Mugu was really harsh. Do you think I would post what you asked me if I wanted that? That really hurts." I go, "I do not know what you would do. I do not know anybody would do what you did. Well, I love you. I don't want to love you because to love you is insane, but I do." She goes, "That's all I'm asking for. And to say I should go look for some Mugu really hurts." Oh, she posted that. I told you why I did that, but you keep bringing it up like I'm a bad person. Makes me feel bit. Well, yeah.
Well, yeah.
I go, "Well, you
like
keep...
I'm a bad person." Well, what
I go,
think?
"Well, you keep following the script of the people I hate with all my heart. I don't want to think those things." She goes, "I'm not. I just want us to have a fruitful relationship. That's all."
Okay.
I go, you still have secrets from me, so how fruitful can this be? Thank God for that phone call.
Yeah.
She goes, "What secrets are you talking about, hon?" I go, "You tell me. You know what you did."
It's like, oh no, guess what's in my head? I hate that game.
The voices are the voices behind it.
Yeah.
She goes, "I've told you the whole truth and nothing else. Don't know
so
why
help
you're
me
thinking
God.
That well." Anyway, I go, "Okay, Belinda, you will tell me in time what I already know, or you will not." She goes, "I've told you all and don't know what to say again."
You
okay.
Kind of called her on the carpet on that one.
I certainly did. I'm a dick, and I'm good at this.
You're the penis. The Mugu penis.
The Mugu penis.
Davin is the Mugu penis.
Maybe we'll serve that next week to Joe.
Mugu penis. Penis.
According to Padula, it should be in your ass, but...
We have all different places.
On a very special Davin's Day. Put down the tarp. There's going to be Mugu penis and Curry's ass.
Get the cleaning products
sounds
at the
like
ready.
The worst meal ever.
Mugu penis. Ooh.
And Curry's penis. Ass. That's how it's served.
Oh, yeah.
On a bed of ass. Ugh.
A fruitful relationship, Tom says. Send her an edible arrangement.
What's the price of that to Ghana?
I know, right? I think it would be pretty bad by the time it got there.
So I go, "Okay, we'll leave it there." She goes, "But why do you think I'm keeping things from you? Don't understand why." I go, "I don't
think... You're a scammer, stupid."
No, yes, Joe. Yeah. I go, "I don't think. I know." I go, "It's fine. You will either tell me or you will not." She goes, "Tell me what you know." I go, "No."
Tell me what you know. Show your cards, Mugu.
I go, "If you love me, you will tell me in time. I know and still am here, so that means I am either crazy or in love. Maybe both." She goes, "Feeling kind of sleepy. Let's continue tomorrow."
The old feeling kind of sleepy trick.
I have a headache.
More like the running out of bullshit trick.
Yeah, I have a headache.
I go, "I don't know how much I'll be around, but I'll talk to you at some point." I go, "Do me a favor. Take down the Agnes. Take down Agnes like you said you would, please." New Year's Eve, she asks, "How are you doing?" I go, "I've had better days. How are you doing?" She goes, "Could be better. What's wrong?" She goes, "Nothing seems to be going well." I go, "I'm sorry to hear that."
Sounds like my New Year's Eve. All right.
Yeah.
"Do you care to enlighten me on that matter?" She goes, "Relied on some people, but they let me down." I go, "Who let you down? What did you rely on them for?" She goes, "Family. Relied on them to help me take the course in fashion clothes design, but I guess it just didn't happen." I go, "I'm sorry. I thought you did not have family." She goes, "I have, but it's like I don't." I go, "What family do you have?" "My family."
Oh,
there you go.
Oh, yeah. No,
can
the neighbor's family.
Can you just repeat that line that she wrote again, please?
My family?
No, her family, what she wrote about the fashion thing. I just want to hear that again.
I'll explain. She was relying on some people to help her pay for some courses in fashion, which she wants to do, and they didn't.
You're getting the real side of her on this. Because think about this. I mean, this job where she is, this is not a career job. She's probably...
Who amongst us has one of those?
Right. Right. So
yeah,
she's
right.
Working this job, and truthfully, she probably is trying to get into fashion.
You believe this?
I'm starting to believe... Because she's starting to get the personal side out, you know? She's probably
she
trying...
She told me she was a nurse, too, at one point.
Maybe
and
she
worked
was...
at an orphanage.
Maybe, well...
The softer side of Sears.
Maybe she's, you know, maybe
I'll
she was...
I'll tell you what, I think the cat food's affecting Joe.
Oh, I'm just, you know, if we're trying to... the purpose of this is we're trying to delve into it to find out if this is still horseshit or mm-hmm. if there is some sort of connection here.
Like realness.
My personal thing is that it's horseshit, but I think you're like the brightest point in the day because you're not one of these lonely schlubs that she could scam. And I think maybe she was trying to get out of this, maybe to get, start taking some fashion courses, and it fell through.
Interesting, Pip.
Not that you're going to sweep her off her feet, but she's just saying,
have, mister.
Yeah.
Yes, you have.
You ever talk to a coworker during the day, and you're like, hey, what's going on? Well, we're looking to do this. I was supposed to get this. My car broke up. But you talk about, it's kind of like you're shooting the shit with her.
Yeah. It is feeling like that.
So you think we're having some genuine moments?
I think
that might have been a genuine moment, not a romantic one, but maybe just a shooting the shit, how's going by you moment.
Interesting.
I mean, if the tide wasn't turning that way and it didn't sound like your conversations were going that way recently, I would kind of feel like if this was right in the beginning, I'd be like, oh, yeah, bringing up that I don't have money for tuition gag. But I'm feeling like what Joe was saying is that, no, there might be something to
because
this.
Because she was saying that she was bummed out about it. She wasn't hitting you up. Are you crying, Davin? You poor baby.
I am, Joe.
Funny bunch.
Davin's having
you
a
tell
moment.
Us everything. But
like I would ever come here with anything personal. And you jackals, I don't think so. Stupid's in the chat room. Sodomize him. That'll make him forget his problem.
Yeah, that'll be made for fucking jackals, too. Please, if you listen. But I think that's a personal thing. Not she's trying to get money out of it or, she wants you to pay for the school. But I think it's one of the moments where, I got this shit job where I'm scamming these assholes. I want to get the hell out of here. I had a shot of maybe getting some classes at this fashion school. Now that fell through. When the hell am I ever going to get out of this place? And maybe she's sharing that with you.
The only thing that would make it really real is if she actually shared the fact that that was her job at the moment. She's
now,
never owned
be,
up to that.
I will be honest. I remember when this happened.
Yeah.
And I was immediately thinking, all right, here we go. So I was not thinking we're having a real moment. I was thinking, here we go.
Here comes the pitch.
Rolling up the sleeves. I had my inner Joe on my shoulder.
Right.
And
right.
It hurt.
For more Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.